Just before we move to the second commandment, it's good to note that the commandment is, the first commandment is given, and even the others, in the future, you shall have no other gods before me. In other words, he's not worried about the past. You may have worshipped your ancestors, you may have had syncretism where you're worshipping your ancestors, but in addition to that, you are in the church. But the question is, from now onwards, you must not have any other gods. And I think that I find a very useful thing about commandments, because sometimes the devil takes hold of our past and holds us so that we cannot worship God now and in the future because of the many, many times we have broken God's command. But the fact that God is not looking the past but looking the future is very useful. You know, some of the things that hold us is, for example, what our ancestors did. And given that he says that even if your father is a Christian, your grandfather was a Christian, your great grandfather was a Christian, those are three generations, there is still the great great grandfather who, if they were involved in idol worship and involved in witchcraft and involved in some spiritist kind of things, he says he'll hold the sins of the ancestors to the fourth generation, which can give you a lot of trouble. Even if you want to worship the Lord, you realize that your life can be messed up because of things you never did yourself. But that is until you come to the New Testament and find that Jesus is saying all those curses and issues that have come from ancestors, Christ was put on the cross, and the Bible says, cursed is he who is put on a cross, and he became a curse for us. That means all the sins of our ancestors no longer can hold on to us. We are now free to worship the Lord into the future and obey the commandment, you shall have no other gods before me, irrespective of the mess our ancestors did.